The name of the patient is Luz Garcia, L-U-Z, like in Zulu is the first name, Garcia, G-A-R-C-I-A. This is the clinical case of 65-year-old male that has been following the practice because of the presence of a significant proteinuria. The patient at the beginning of our encounters in this office, this patient had a significant amount of protein in the urine that we had to quantify. The quantification was done December the 26th of 2023 and was 3,483 milligrams per gram of creatinine, which is consistent with nephrotic range proteinuria. The background is the history of diabetes mellitus for a long time. Interestingly, the patient has been treated with the administration of Mounjaro, M-O-U-N-J-R-O, 2.5 milligrams on daily basis, and he's also taking Jardiance, 25 milligrams every day. In the laboratory workup, in the comprehensive metabolic profile, the serum creatinine is 1.1, the BUN is 19, and the patient had a serum electrolytes that were with its normal range, sodium 145, potassium 4.9, chloride 104, CO2 22, albumin 4.2. Since then, the patient has lost 20 pounds. The BMI changed from 34 to 31. He's feeling much better. And we are in February. And I am sure that the numbers have to be better and corrected because the above mentioned facts, the blood pressure is under control. In the proteinuria that was in December, in the hemoglobin A1C that was in December 26, was still elevated. Number two, diabetes mellitus. The patient is treated as mentioned before, hemoglobin A1C 9.3. We will repeat before making any changes. Following number, the patient has a history of arterial hypertension. Right now, the blood pressure is 127 over 98, which is a significant improvement. Following number, the patient has a history of dilated cardiomyopathy. He was followed by Dr. Perez at the Advent Health. Since he left, he's going to be assigned to a new doctor. There is no sign of congestive heart failure, but he has the diagnosis of cardiomyopathy. We are going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup and make the necessary adjustments. The patient is not using the insulin, because any time that he checks the blood sugar in the morning is 106. However, he's going to get a continuous glucose monitoring, and we are going to ask him to get the blood sugar before he eats in order to be able to prescribe the insulin accordingly. Re-evaluation in 3 months with laboratory workup. We spent seven minutes reviewing the lab, 20 minutes in the face-to-face, and is 9 minutes in the documentation.